of this year, Pechas.
We mentioned Shidas HaTeisves, that the Zohar Kli Meroish HaGag ובואחר ושוב רואי וזרקי לי מרוי שגג ובואחר ושוב רואי השי ניפוטו כזו ניסי בוסר מייקורם או לטביר את עובר ולסקן גייס פוטו ובזורק חץ או אבן על כלי ובואחר ושוב רואי השי ניחייר And Teisva says, "V'svor pshuto ilechalek ben zeirek even lezeirek li atzmoi. Svor pshuto ilechalek ben zeirek even lezeirek li atzmoi. So the shita of Teisva says that bezeirek li we say bosar meikorim on a tvir etovar, on a tvir etovar, and we say that it's considered broken." And the second guy is potu. Mashazerik even v'chetz al kli. We don't say basar meikore, and we don't say kiilu it's broken. And the second guy is chayav. This is shita sateisvus by us. Klo. We mentioned that the ktzeis achoishen and simen shin tzadik brings down that in the rosh we see fakert, and the rosh we see fakert. The Rosh and Daf Yutes speaks out when a person is Zoyrek Behemo that is Matezes Birshus Orabim Vemazekes Birshus Ayochit. So state in the Gemara that the Behemo is Chayev. Even that the Aloch is Regel is Potur Birshus Orabim. But Matezes Birshus Orabim Vemazekes Birshus Ayochit Yichayev. Frek the Rosh, why Yichayev if Basar Meikore? So the Hezek was in Rishus Orabim. And Kaimelon Shen Veregel Apotu Birshus Orabim. And the Rosh answers Shiny Osam Dichsiv Ebir Bizdeacher. We have to know what the Rosh answers. Frek the Ktsois, what is the Rosh's Kasha? The Rosh is asking, why oileches birshus orabim? Umatezes umazekes birshus ayochid chayev aribosar meikore and say that it happened birshus orabim. Ariteisva says, bezorak even vechetz, we don't say bosar meikore, only bezorak kli. Bezorak kli we say bosar meikore. Aber bezorak even vechetz, you don't say bosar meikore. So bezorak even vechetz, you don't say bosar meikore. So what is the Rosh's kasha bichlal? You write that by us we pass in basar meikore zorakli meroish hagag v'ba'achar v'shavre hashei nipotu. Iksu al kli v'nizgalga v'nishbar v'chayev is not called tzroires. Aber zorak even al kli avad adir we don't say basar meikore and the second one is chayev. This is the reason. If the behemah was batezes b'shus harabim v'mazekes b'shus hayochit, she's chayev. And if the Rosh did ask the Kasha, Zog the Ktsois, Muchach and the Rosh, there is no difference. Zorak is a Kli, Zorak even ala Kli, in both cases we say him on the Tvir Etovar, it's considered already broken, Basar Meikore, and the second guy is Potu. Azay Zog the Ktsois Bedas HaRosh. And he was Zoyche the Talmid HaRashbo VeHaRosh, says Klor like the Ktsois, that Alibe de Shitas HaRosh, and Rebbe, there's no difference. Zorak kli miroi shagag. Zorak even ala kli v'boachar v'shofri v'makel hasheini potu. Because bosar meikorim on the tvir etovar in both cases. Mele, they asked the shtar kakash and the Talmid HaRashbo also asked it. So why? Ha'bazekes b'shusorah, b'tezes b'shusorah, b'mazekes b'shusayochid yichayev, ari einechana miregel p'chay b'shusayochid, but potu b'shusorah bim. And the bosar meikorim, the hezek b'shusorah bim. This was Divrei HaKtzois, and like this he was Miyasad La'aloche, and Simen Shin Tzadik, that is Machlekes, the Rosh and Teisvus. so as is the rosh. So the Ktzois learns that as a machlekes rosh and Teisvus, if we say Bosa Mikore by Zorak Evan ala Kli, not only Bezorak Kli Meroy Shagag, Zorak Evan ala Kli, if we say Bosa Mikore, we say Monetvira Tova. We mention that the Truma Sakri Tainas, Ein Echanami, very nice that you boy is a machlekes. Then the Mukiyos brings down Lehedia B'Shem Arosh, Zorak Evan ala Kli, Veboacher V'Shovroi, Hashem Nichayev, Bezorak Evan V'Chetz, we don't say Monetvira Tova, we don't say Bosom Mikore. Steht klar in der Mukiyos B'Shem der Rosh, Zorak Evan V'Chetz ala Kli, Veboacher V'Shovroi, Hashem Nichayev. This was Be'etzem what we mentioned. And we said, Thomas Akritake says the Ktzos was wrong. Mitzad Sheni, the Ktzos brought a beautiful raya from the Rosh, that the Rosh says that we say Bosar Mi'ikore, even Oileches B'Shusarabim, Umatezes L'Shusayochid, and the Rosh says Bosar Mi'ikore, the Hezek happened B'Shusarabim. He answers what he answers. And we said, we'll have to say a middle Shita. So if we're misaking the Shitas, we have like this. The Ktzos learns that Aliba the Tesis, Zorak Evan ala Kli, is no Basar Mi'ikore, second one is Chayev, Aliba the Rosh, Zorak Evan ala Kli, the first one is Chayev, the second one is Potu, Basar Mi'ikore, and Tvire, and as they state in Talmud Arashba. Truba Sakri had a kasha, and Muki Yosef state Lehedia, B'Shem Arosh, not like that, so he was Choylik and the Ktzos, and he said the Rosh learns exactly like Tesis. But we know that the Rosh doesn't learn exactly like Tesis, Ari the Ktzos bought a Raya, that the Rosh calls Evan also Basar Mi'ikore. And we said we have to be mechalek. Avada we could call it Bosar Mi'ikore that the Hezek happened by Shusarabi, or be klapi to patu the second person, it has to be a monetvira tevart. And this is only when there's a peula done in the chayfetz. When there's no peula done in the chayfetz, we don't say monetvira tevart. This is be'etzem the yisayd advorim when we buy those. I want to go now a trop weiter. We'll go back to the Rosh. The Rosh asks a kasha. As a gemara hoiso hoileches b'rshusorabim v'matezes u'mazekes b'rshusayochid chayim. This is the sugi of Yutes. Regel is potu b'rshusorabim. But this regel is an interesting regel. She's hoileches b'rshusorabim, but she's matezes, and the hezek is happening b'rshusayochid. We had really similar in the beginning of Zman that the Rosh spoke about. It was a long stick. Makel Orech B'Shusarabim, and the end of the stick is B'Shusayochid, and she walks B'Shusarabim, and she's davening B'Shusayochid. But now we'll speak about the Rosh Bayos. Hoyso Ma'oleches B'Shusarabim, U'mazekes, U'matezes, U'mazekes B'Shusayochid Chayev. Frek the Rosh, if Bosar Mi'ikore, why you Chayev? If the Hezek is B'Shusarabim. And the Rosh answers, Shaini osom v'chsi v'bir bisdayach. It doesn't mean stam gzeras hakosuf. Why is gzeras hakosuf? It says v'bir bisdayach. What do you want the Torah to write? What's the extra word? Motzakoit. Shilach is b'iroi v'bir bisdayach. Not b'rshus oravim, only bisdayach. So some learn pshat, choshe v'achroinim, that is a raive that learns that why regel is potu b'shusarabim. We mentioned once a rif, exerce a kosum, it's a poraduma, but become a pashtus is not giboit al poraduma. Pashtus, the poraduma is al exerce a kosum. Pashtus, but become it has a kind of seichel inside it. It's not stam dinim you pay without understanding. It's choshen mishpot, and it has to have a kind of comments, and it has to have a kind of make sense. About it is didim in the Torah. So the Ravid says, "She'ato puisheh she'inachta b'rishus orabim." Why are you leaving things on the street? Says of the Ravid, "Daf chofches amud beis." Who told you to leave it b'rishus orabim? It's your pshia that you left it b'rishus orabim. The Meila, they wanted to learn that this is what the Rosh meant. Here, I'm not a puisheh. I left it in my house. B'mele, I'm chayet. The reason regel is potu b'shus harabim, because the owner that left the b'shus harabim is a peshaya. Here he's not a Peshaya. He didn't leave it to Shusa Rabin. He left it to Shusa Yochi. First, I don't know if the Rosh is masking for this Yosef of the Raivin. To see the Sugi of Mechazeres. But it's not mashman the Rosh. I mean, in his kasha, for sure, he learned Basar Meikore that if Belondas is Bershus Rabim, I'm Potu. We don't negate the Yenim's Pshir. Right? But he asked his kasha, Basar Meikore. Well, that was Basar Meikore, but the guy's not a Pshir. He understands about Meis, if the Hezek happens Bershus Rabim, he's Potu. So what is his answer? He's saying, are you saying that the regular is Potu Bershus Rabim only if the guy is Pshir? So what he means? So Pashtus he means. You write that the Maisa Hezek happened by Shusorabim, but the miut is not Kiteilech by Shusorabim, the Biyer by Sneacher, where the Hezek happens. If the Hezek happens by Shusayochid and Potu, and the Havimini taught, where is the Maisa Mazik happening? The Maisa Mazik is taking place by Shusorabim. But where is the Biyer by Sneacher? Where is it happening? Where the Maisa is happening? Where the beer is happening? The mice is bisdeach. What? It's what? No? The Avimini thought that the mice beer I'm doing b'shus orabim. Basar Meikore. Says the Gedra d'Gzeras HaKosuv was the beer bisdeach. But the mice, where the mice the Hezek is happening? The mice the Hezek is happening b'shus ayochi? The Meila Em Chai. Freg de Imre Moshe Ashtar ke Kasha. This is the Kasha that will be Isaac. Freg de Imre Moshe. I want to ask you a Kasha. A cow is walking Bushus Rabim. Listen carefully. And she hits a Keili, and the Keili flies into Rishus Ayochi. Someone goes in the middle of the way and hits it and breaks it. Second guy is Chayim, or the first guy is Chayim? What? First guy is Chayim or the second guy is Chayim? First guy is Chayim, right? That's his portion. Again, a behemoth is walking b'rishus harabim, and a keli flies into rishus hayochid. And someone else breaks it. The second guy is Chayim? Zora keli b'rish hagag. V'achim b'shov, wait a second. Not the second guy, a second cow breaks it. The second cow is Chayim? No. Now, if Basar Meikore, so lefi deksois, when I throw a stone, we say lefi de rosh basar meikor, right? So now look at the behemoth. She's walking b'shus harabim and she's matezes. Basar meikore, so the behemoth is chayim. Now someone goes and breaks the kelim. Second guy is potu or chayim? Potu? What? Potu. Freg de im remoishe. So if someone else will break it now b'shus anizak. He's potu. Why? Because it's already broken. So Frek the Rosh, so why the Mazik is Chayv? He's Mazik b'shus harabim. And for the Rosh, the beer b'sde'acher. The Hezek happened b'shus hayochid. If someone will break it there, he's potu. So the Hezek happened before b'shus hayochid. If someone will come with a stick and break it, not b'shus hayochid. Even before it went into b'shus hayochid. The second guy will be potu. So it's already broken. If it's already broken, so what is the answer of the Rosh? This is the Imre Moshe's kasha. This is the kasha of the sugya. Again, Freg the Imre Moshe, the Ktzois explains that the Bedas HaRosh, we say Bosar Meikore even Bezorah Kevin. So if we say Bosar Meikore even Bezorah Kevin, so now the behavior made a Bosar Meikore to the Keili. Zong the Rosh, so why is Chayv? It's Bershus Harabim. Bir bis the Acher. But the Hezek is happening Bershus Hayochid. It's not true. What? In this second already, the Hezek already happened. I'm maybe I'll get after the Svor. The Hezek is happening Bershus Hayochid. The Hezek happened b'shus hayochid. The Hezek didn't happen b'shus hayochid. I know, maybe you could argue on the kasha and say, the chayfetz isn't b'shus hayochid, dear, he's damaged. Not that the end of the mice is dear. Not the end of the Maisa is deer. Deer is be'etzim, he's damaged. But that's it. The Pashas, no one holds from that Svara. So again, the Svara was, Bir bizde'acher, le Maisa de Maisa Hezek, I'm doing deer. I'm not doing deer the Maisa Hezek. Again, the Ramosha is asking a kasha, and this is the kasha, Sibah, the whole cheshbon of the sugya is geboyed on this kasha. What the Rosh answers? The Rosh is answering, Ein echanam im basal meikore, the maise mazik is bushu soravim, but the bir bizde acher. So what is the answer, the bir bizde acher? The nezik is happening bushu sayochi. Lechura, the nezik is not happening bushu sayochi. Are if someone will break it bushu sayochi now, he'll be potu. If someone will go and break it bushu sayochi, before the stone hit it, the second guy is potu. So the whole maise is bushu soravim. You're right, what is damaged by Metzias is laying there. So the Imre Moshe Weiss is learning that is not a svara. The Geder is not where it's laying, where is the Maisa Nezek happening? I'm not Mazik, I'm Mazik here. I'm Mazik here, what is there? Again, the Imre Moshe understood that Bir Bizde'acher is not a Bi'etz laying where the Hezek, the Metzias, the Chayfetz is laying there. Where the Pe'ula of the Hezek is finished. The Pe'ula of the Hezek is finished by Shusar Rabi. Again, if someone will go and step on it, he's potter already. Again, if someone will break it, it's potter. If someone will save it, the Bi'etz is amazing. We'll see later who owns it. We'll see later what is the halacha. If someone else breaks it, he's batu. It's mona tvira taba. Again, the Imre Moshe didn't have a tzad, like all of you have a tzad here, that abi it's laying b'rshus hayochid, it's okay. He understood where the hezek is happening. Not where the chayfetz is laying b'shad that he's damaged. Where I'm lemaisa damaging. And he understood that I'm damaging adayim b'rshus harabim. This is the kashi of the Imre Moshe. Laugh. Come, we'll buy it. We get so much in the sugya. I'm almost done. I'm trying with the oifen akal. As they frag the Imre Moshe and the Agoy. Simon Tazayin and the Agoy. The Advorim Atmi, I frag. If the choice was right, the Advorim Atmi. The answer is, Hu asher dibarnu. Hu asher dibarnu. We said in Mukiyoyse Bigzdam B'Shem Derosh that when you throw a stone or a chetz and someone else breaks it, the second guy is chayev. Even that the Rosh holds Basar Meikore, but we said this is Klapi de Maise. But Klapi de Chayfetz Bezorak Evan, the Rosh is masking that the Zorak Evan, if someone else breaks it, then Mukiyoyse Bigzdam B'Shem Derosh. That the second guy is chayim. So, fakert. Now we have another Rosh that stims with the cheshbon. The Hainu. The Rosh learns that we say Basa Meikore, not only Bezorak Kli Meroy Shagag, even Bezorak Chetzal Akli, we say Basa Meikore. Of a klapi the halacha that it's keshovu, and the second person is potu, it's only the zorakli. The zorak evin, and the muki yosef says, Umiyu kosav arosh, that the second guy is chayev. So it's not called shovu. So fakel go. Before we ask the stira and the rosh, that mitzadecho the rosh holds basal meikore, and mitzadecho the rosh holds that the second guy is chayev. Now it's not only that it's not a stira. Hein divrei arosh. Hein divrei arosh. That the reason that you chayev is because lemaisa it broke there. If someone else will break it, he will be potu. He will be chayev. It didn't break yet. So lemaisa where it broke, b'rshus hayochid. The loike akzos. We'll go one more step. The yam sheshloime and the truma sakli kri. Clear a shayla, shayla. Declare as a shayla. What would be if a behema, listen carefully, is walking b'rshus harabim and she hit the keli and the keli flew into b'rshus hayochid and smashed? The behemoth is chayev or potter. A behemoth was walking with Shusha Rabim. She hit the keli. The keli rolled to Rosh Hashayochid and smashed it. Chayev or potter. Zog deyam sheshloime. And the truma sagri lefi the roshi chayev. The beer bizdeacher. The beer bizdeacher. As they zog deyam sheshloime and the truma sagri. So if a behemoth was walking with Shusha Rabim and she hit a keli and it went into Shusha Yochid and broke there, you write that both of me called it happened to Shusha Rabim. Ober, Lemaise, and broke with Shusha Yochid, the beer is the acher. They learned Poshik Zeras Akosu, the beer is the acher. Ober, Lefim will be saying, Dear the Aloche will be what? Potu, because Monet Vira Tavar. And if you take it also, here for sure the hezek happened by Shusha Rabim. The chefetz was music by Shusha Rabim. And you can't say what you wanted to answer before, that the chefetz by Metzias is by Shusha Yochid. So l'chorure, even that the Yam Sheshloime and the Truma Sakri came to Mechadesh HaChidush, that the same thing the Rosh said, that it's Bosom Meikore, Oba Bebir Bizdeacher, and if the Matez is by Shusha Rabim, and Mazek is by Shusha Yochid Chayev. So they came and they said, Hu adin, behikto es hakeli, venizgalgel shusha yochid venishbar. Also, you'll be chayev, even at Bosom Meikore, because bebir bizdeacher. This is when you learn the Rosh, kipshutoi. But if we have the avona that we said now in the Rosh, and we'll masbu the avona sadvorim in the Rosh. So if we'll masbu the avona sadvorim in the Rosh, then avade. What the Rosh said that Yechayev was because Bosa Meikore in heaven means Bosa Meikore. Aber Lemaise, if someone else breaks it, Avada his Chayev. So Bemele, it's called Bebir Bizdeacher. This is only Bezorak Even ala Kli. Aber Bezorak Kli, or Behikto ala Kli venizgalgel, Avada Bechay Gavne, Abipotu. So again, the Yamshe Shleim and Truma Sakri, they learn Mamesh the Rosh Kepshutoi. Stam as a pole a dumo ve bir bizdeacher. Ve bir bizdeacher. Ve bir bizdeacher. This is what they learn. It's a mir ve bir bizdeacher. We know there's no stam ve bir bizdeacher. The Maise Hezek have a bizdeacher. And it's only bezorak even and not bezorak kli. Ligabi this, yeah. Because this happened with Shusha Rabim. This happened with Shusha Yochid. It's not a kasha, it's more chomor. But I think it's very glad. But Azay, we'll go one more chelik first in this chelik, just to make it glad. Comes out like this. We saw the Talmid HaRashbo brings down the Rosh. Talmid HaRashbo veHarosh brings down the Rosh. That says that Bezorak Even al Akli, we say Bosar Meikore. The Loika Ateisfus. And when we saw the Talmid HaRashbo inside, all of us were wondering, the last three lines he says like this. That not only Bezorak Akli we say Bosar Meikore, not only Bezorak Akli we say Bosar Meikore, even Bezorak Even we say Bosar Meikore. And he asked the Kasha, so why is it Tzroiras? Asked the Kasha, why is it Tzroiras? As I said, the Talmid HaRashbo. As I said, the Talmid HaRashbo. Yeah, really. As I said, the Talmid HaRashbo. Frag the Talmid HaRashbo after he finished to say the Yesoid. Vekoshe hoisoy leches b'rshuso rabim. Umatezes umazekes b'rshuso yochid chayev. If Bosar Meikore, why chayev? The Kashe from Rebbe, the Kashe from the Rosh. And what he finishes? What's the last line? V'tzorich here. The Shaila is, why the Talmid HaRashbo didn't bring down the Teretz from the Rosh? Why didn't bring down the Teretz from the Rosh? Why only brings down the Kashi from the Rosh on the Teretz of the Rosh? He repeats his Rebbe's Kashi. I hold Bosar Meikore even Bezorak Even. So why? Hoy soyleches b'shusorabim u'matezes b'shusayochit chayev. V'tzorich here. The Rosh didn't dance, the beer is the Acher. Why didn't answer it? Talmid HaRashba VeHaRosh break from the Rebbe and doesn't bring down the answer from the Rebbe. What is the answer? The answer is very partial. The Talmid HaRashba VeHaRosh holds, if you throw an Evan and someone else breaks it, Chayv HaPotol, if you Talmid HaRashba. If you throw an Evan and someone else breaks it. Talmid HaRashba Potol. Talmid HaRashba, you have a Talmid HaRashba front of you. Teisa says you chayv, Talmid HaRashba holds you potol. So while the Talmid HaRashba holds you potol, so he has a kasha, Matezes b'shusar Rabbim, Mazeket b'shusar Yochid. So where was the Maisa Hezek happen? B'shusar Rabbim. So he can't answer with Birbiz Da'achar. Maybe he doesn't bring it down. What? Because what he will answer it. Birbiz Da'achar, when we ask the kasha for Dimre Moshe. But the Hezek, we say there's no power doing Zazakosu. We explain pshat. It's not the pshat we explain. So what we explain? How we explain it? What? What is the svara? What we explain? That we don't say monetvira bezorak even. Bezorak even we say basam mikore or baravan is not considered broken. So this is the first chelek. This is the first chelek. And this is one way, it's a leichter weg, but I want first to be minded it, and then we'll go to the second chelek. So the first chelek was very glad. The Hainu. The Rosh asks a kasha, mimatezes b'shusar Rabbim, v'mazeges b'shusar Yochid, why I'm chayev bosar mi'i kore. The Ktsois understood kepshutoi, that Azev is a rekli, the Rekeven is also the same thing. We ask, what is the answer of the Rosh? B'bir b'zdeacher. Maybe he did, it was not Moshea. That the chayvitz is near. It's not mashma. The answer is of a fault. The Maisa Hezek happened b'shus Hayochid. So you write b'osam meikore. Of a fault. The Maisa Hezek happened b'shus Hayochid. B'meila am chayev. We ask the kasha. What is the hezbel? The Maisa it's broken. The Hezek didn't happen b'shus Hayochid. We answer b'zerekli. The Hezek happened b'shus Harabim. But b'zerek even. B'zerik Eben, we don't look at it like the Hezek happened b'shusar Rabim, because if Ba'achar v'shavre b'zerik Eben, then Muki Yosef says b'shem v'rosh, the second one is chayev. And l'fi that we were choylik in the Ma'arshal and in the Masakri, that b'zerik b'behema that was begalgal l'klir l'shusar Yochid, you'll be potu, because here the Hezek happened b'shusar Rabim. The Talmid HaRashba that learned that the Aloche b'zerik Eben, the second guy is potu, he learned that it's broken, but maybe he has the kasha, and he never answered the Teretz. Still here, it's mamish glad. What? Why is that glad, David? What chelik? I want to go to the next shlav. The Ramban in Daf Chovov is chelik and Rashi. Now, the Ramban is two parts in the Ramban. It's the limud of the sugi alein, we have to get it. But before the limud of the sugi, the Ramban and the Chovov, the reason he's there is the shaila is if we paskin basar meikore or we paskin basar tvarmone. Rabbe, we paskin Rabbe. Rabbe holds zora keli miroi shagag veboacher veshovroi hasheni potu. Our Gemara says why the second guy is potu mone tvire tavart basar meikore. The Ramban comes and he says, no. Zora keili miroi shagag veboacher veshovroi hasheni potu, even if it's not bosar meikore. Even if it's not bosar meikore, the second guy is potu. Why? The Ramban says, a chayfetz that is flying in the ear is worth nothing. So the second guy doesn't have a reason to pay. We learn in pshat, zora keili miroi shagar veboacher veshovroi hasheni potu why monet vire tavart. It's already broken, so the second guy is potu. So if the rif paskins la aloche rabbe, so al kochochi paskins bosom meikore. This is all of the rishonim, the balamoyer and daf chavov. Comes the Ramban and says, I have a new pshat in the sugya. Pum kapoya. Forget the guns. The second one is, we paskin monetviret about. We paskin monetviret about. The second guy is potur, even if monetviret about. The chayfetz is worth nothing. So stark that we have a big avoda to explain how Rashi learns not like that. I mean, the chayfetz is worth nothing. Why to pay? How much a person will pay for a chayfetz that is flying in the air and going to smash in a minute? Nothing. So this is the second guy. Why he will pay? There's no price. It's so shvel till all the achroyim have avoda to explain how we learn till now. How will it deal now? If Basal Mikore is broken, second guy is potu. If not Basal Mikore, he's not potu. The Ramban says the second guy is potu because it's worth garnished. How much a person will pay for such a game? It's worth garnished. So what the Gemara wanted to ask? So the second guy say. So the second guy for sure is potu. What is the shaila if the first guy is chayev or not? If Basar Mik Tvar Mone, the first guy is also not Chayev. He also didn't do nothing. When he threw it to the ear, he only caused it to be worth nothing, but he didn't do a Maisa Mazik. And the second guy also didn't do nothing. So no one pays. If Basar Mik Kore, Ki'ilu, the first guy, already broke it. Ad Kan Divrei HaRamban. And I want this Chelik to be very clear. So again, the Ramban says the second guy for sure is potu. Why the second guy for sure is potu? Now, why the second guy for sure is potu? Why the second guy for sure is potu? It's not worth nothing. The first guy, if Basal Tvar Mone, he's also potu. What he did. It's gromit. When he made the price, if someone breaks the market and the price is full, he has to pay? He broke the market. So, what is the tzad of the first guy is chayev? If basal meikore, when he threw it off the roof, he's a mazik. This is the way the Ramban learns the sugya. So pumfakel, we learn the sugya like this. The first guy, alabol, the shayla is pumfakel. If basal meikore, so it's broken, the second guy is potu. If it's not broken, so the second guy is chayev. Now we're in Pumfakel. The second guy is Alamol Potu. It's worth nothing. Shaila, the first guy is Chayev. If Basal Mikore, the first guy is Chayev. If Basal Tvar Mone, the first guy is not Chayev. Glad? And here is Dekashe. Don't yell the answer. This is Dekashe. Second guy for sure is Potu. Why? It's worth nothing. Maskin David? Worth nothing. The first guy, if Tvar Mone, is also Potu. Why is it Potu? What? He didn't know my says. He only caused the prices to go down. But if Basal Mikore, so I'm asking Zevin al Shaila. A guy takes a keli, stands on the roof and throws it down. It's chayv a potu. What? Don't answer. A guy takes a keli, stands on the roof and throws it down. Chayv a potu. No one else touches it. Just imagine. And what is chayv? When he threw it, and someone else will break it. Will be potu? Basam Tvar Mone? Yes. Limadama Basam Tvar Mone, the second guy's potu is worth nothing. The first guy is also potu. Basam Tvar Mone. No, listen carefully. The Ramban is Mechadish that. But the Omar Bosal Tvar Mone, the second guy is potu, because it's worth garnish. What is the whole sugya? The first guy. If Bosal Mikore, the first guy is chayev. Why? Because he was massive. If Bosal Tvar Mone, the first guy is also potu. Why? Because when he threw it, he only made it useless, and Lemay says someone else broke it. Mask him? So I'm asking you a shayla now. So why when a guy throws it in the end it smashes, he's chayev? What? Let's not explain. When he threw it, it became worth nothing. Then nothing broke. When nothing broke, you pay nothing. But why? No mitrachim belong this. I'm telling you the truth, I will say the answer and I don't understand that. There's no Imam of Shachar.
No extended ring.
There's no extending his daughter. Again, when a second, when Basar Tvamona, the Keli is falling down, he's worth nothing if I'm Mazik and Potter. If Basar Meikore, the first guy, is Chayev, if Basar Tvamona, both of us are Potter. The first guy didn't do nothing yet, and the second guy broke it when it's worth nothing. So why would a normal guy, you know, when a normal guy goes up on the roof and he takes the keli and he throws it down?
I don't know
every mazik. Answer me here. I will answer you every mazik. The guy threw it, 1 second, it becomes worth nothing, right? It's worth, when it's in the ear now, it's worth nothing. Okay. When I threw it in the roof and then someone else broke it, why am I potur? Because what I did is nothing. What I did is nothing. Well, I did nothing. Second guy also did nothing. Why when I did the whole thing, I'm chayev? Nothing and nothing stays nothing. When I threw it, already became worth nothing. Now, instead of him breaking it, I will ask you a shayla. David, I will ask you a shayla to mechadid. I threw it, and I ran down and broke it with a stick. What is that look? I'm telling you, I'm potter. La locha, I'm potter. If I threw it from the roof and I ran and I broke it, and I've had I'm potter. If based on the past, chayv the ganov. I'm telling you, but it's poshut that I'm potter. Again, avada, when someone throws something in the roof, he has to pay. That case, there's the shaila. If you understand the lomdus, then here's the chilek. Again, this is the kasha. Reb Nochem, the Chazanish. Shaila, what is that? So here's the baya. Again, I want to we'll have the case. The Ramban learns fakel from Rashi, and they have to go over the shayla. The Ramban is learning the sugya fakel from Rashi. And he's coming with a taina that we'll have to answer the Hemshech Taka and Rashi, that the second guy is potur every time. No shaykes, the basal mikor, the basal tlamone, a keli that is in the ear and is about to smash is worth nothing. What is the noise of the sugya zog the Ramban, the first guy? If basal mikor, when he threw it, he did a maisa mazik, he pays. If basal tvarmone, and basal tvarmone, the first guy didn't do nothing. Why? When he threw it, he only made it useless. So on that you don't pay. Second guy broke something that is useless, so he also doesn't pay. So b'meile zog the gemara, and if state that the first guy has to pay, is a raya basal meikor. So fakel for Rashi. The fir Rashi, the ikar raya is for what the second guy is potu. It's a raya basal meikor. The Ramban says the ikar raya from the sugya is from the first guy. The second guy is potu anyways. The first guy, if basal meikor is chayev, if basal tzamone. So now we're asking a shayla. If the first guy basal tzamone, the second guy breaks it, he's potu. So we ask, every time that a guy throws a keli, patter him. Why? When he took it out of his hands, it's worth nothing. And that he's not chayev. Right? If someone else breaks it now, he's potu and he's potu. So now it's smash. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? The mice now, it's mash. It's poshut that no one will argue that if the same guy ran down and he broke it with a stick, he's also potu. Doesn't make a difference if it's the same guy. There's no suffix about it. Laugh. And then what is the, some things are straight. So the shayla is, frekt Reb Nochem. And the Chazanish. Frag him nochem the Chazanish. So why, lemaisa la'aloche, if a person throws a chayfetz, he pays? Why he pays? So what is the answer? So I know for sure all of you want, not that the same person did both. If you say that word, so the same case of running down with a stick. Because the pshat is, my maisa finished. My maisa finished. I made it not to be worth money because it's about to break. But if in the end it breaks, so then you for sure could be mechayev me on that maisa. I could be chayev on that maisa that I did. If I throw it, so you're right, I'm making it to be worth nothing. Then it falls down and it breaks. This is my peula. Like I said, Luyutsu, I went with a stick later and I broke it, so two different things happened. And that I'm not chayev, and that I'm not chayev. But if I cause it not to be worth money, right, because it's about to break, and then it breaks, I'm chayev. This will start, I'm saying again, I don't understand it completely, I need help. But I want first, Lama Zoga, that this is the Nusach. Hello? If this is the Nusach, Zog the Reb Nochem, Zog the Chazanish, Zog the Birkas Avraham. If this is the Nusach, and all of you understand it very good, yeah? I know, but you understand it very close. But I say, we'll go back to the case before. The cow is walking b'rshus Rabim and she hit the keli and it's flying to b'rshus Hayochid and it breaks b'rshus Hayochid. Zog the Yam Sheshloime that the animal is chayev. Why? We asked the kasha, but it's already broken. And if someone else were breaking his potter, so the hezek happened b'rshus Rabim. The answer is, you're right that if someone else were breaking his potter, but if at the end it breaks because of me, I'm chayev on that breaking. If in the end the pe'ula finishes, it's my pe'ula. You're right that already I caused it to be in a massive broken. But when the pe'ula finishes in the end, we look at it like it's my pe'ula. It's a davar kosher. It's a davar kosher. I read from the Brikas Avraham, but the same thing. Venida de loikoshe, the Beshor Shehiti is Hakoil Maise Echot, Shematchil Bershus Rabim Venigmar Bershus Hayochit. אבל המחייב הוא המייסה שבירה ברשו סורבי מכוי החשור. ראי לזה מדברי הרמב״ן, הוא מוכח. דאיך אדו יסו מייסה שמחמוסו ינשווה, זה עצמו נגמר ושויבר, יש לחייב על המייסה שבירה באופן שבלי המייסה השובה היוקי לי. ואין מחלק עם המייסה. So, if we go back, and again, it needs a lot of us bore, but I want first to mistake it, if we go back to the kasha that we started shir with. We started shir with the kasha of the Imre Moshe. The kasha of the Imre Moshe. What is the kasha of the Imre Moshe? What is the kasha of the Imre Moshe? The Imre Moshe had a kasha. The Imre Moshe had a kasha. What is this kasha? The Rosh says that hoyso eleches b'rshus Rabim umatezes umazekes b'rshus Hayochid chayev, because basar miikore frek the Rosh basar miikore, so the maise happened b'rshus Rabim, and the Rosh answers v'bir bisdeacher. So we ask, what is the answer? So we have be'etzem for his bail, one has but that the Bechayev is the Maise Pshiev, the Ptur Rosh Hashanah is the Pshiev Sabaylim, and here we don't have Pshiev Sabaylim. It's not Mashma and the Rosh. So what is the second Hezbo was? That the Maise Hezek finished Rosh Hashanah. Frey Diem Remoish, what do you mean it finished Rosh Hashanah? But the Maise, if Basar Meikor like Dikzois, so Be'etzim already, the Maise is Shavur in Gansen, And if someone else will break it, then potu. So if someone else breaks it, then potu. How I could be mischayev and what happened later? How I could be mischayev and what happened later if someone else will break it? I'm also potu. He's also potu. If I will go and break it, I'll be potu. So I could be chayev now. How it could be that if I will run to the after the behemoth through it, she will run there and she'll break it. She'll be potu. So you mechayev me and the breaking there. So you want the answer, maybe it's a dinner, where's the chayvetz anizak? But we said no, that the Rosh doesn't learn the mamish basar meikore, he only learns when you zerik a keli, we say mamish basar meikore. But bezerik eben, we don't say basar meikore. This was the first whole shtickle. That the chaygavna, you don't say basar meikore. Chaygavna, you don't say basar meikore. Now we're saying no. We don't have to come to this thing. Even if it's basar meikore, and someone else will break it, this bottle. But the first guy that is mazik, we mechayev him at the end of the hezek. Here we have the same case. You throw it meroish agag. If you yourself will break it, you bottle. But if it will break because what you threw it, you'll be chayev. This is what we see clothed in the sugya. Again, the oimeka avona sheboy, I'm not klo. The oimeka avona sheboy, I'm not klo. What is the oimeka avona? So maybe it could be a lot of nuschos. We'll go back about the ikar advo. The Ramban came with a taina. What is the Ramban's taina? The chayfetz is worth nothing. The second guy is potu, because the maisi broke a chayfetz that is worth nothing. L'chur, the Ramban's taina is a very stark taina. How we could learn the sugya the like a Ramban? Why the second guy will pay? We know in Baba Kama every time we have to declare how much this chayfetz is worth. If this is the way we have to learn Baba Kama, declare how much the chayfetz is worth. So what is the pshat in the Rishayim? We'll take Rashi. Rashi learns the Balabai Zorgoy, and the Shayim, the second guy, is Chayiv Anad. What is the Tzatim and Chayiv, the second guy? Oh, but the chayfetz is worth nothing. How we answer Rashi? The chayfetz is no price, it's worth nothing. What?
What do you value?
How much is worth? Try to sell it. How much is worth?
Why?
Maybe a year ago it was worth much more also.
Same
ice. Why the same ice? We're the second guy. Second guy is breaking a keli that is worth nothing. And so the Ramban says, violet's worth nothing is nothing worth to pay. And Rashi steht nicht das. And basar tvar money, you pay the whole thing. What is that about? So one nusach, some achronim bring down that when you mazik someone's chayfetz, I go to your house and you have a safe. You have to open it 10 times and then go down 50 steps and I burn a shirt. How do you measure how much is a shirt worth? Say you go to this shuk. How much you could sell such a shuk? Yeah. If you go now to the street and you want to buy for someone a shirt. I tell you, listen, the shirt is 20 shekel, come to my house. No. If I have to go to the house, 10 shekel. Mask him? Why do I have someone a challah? If I come to this there, you get the challah. But now the taxi is 50 shekel to go to this there. The answer is, we don't clear where the chayfetz is now. We clear where is the chayfetz if it will be in the shuk. Yeah, but it's a big chiddush. But the mashal, Yisur HaNoi, even in the shuk, they're worth nothing. Zachorim say, if this will be the pshat, we'll have to be the lomdus that you could bring it to the shuk. Boy, that's a hezek. No, the shayla is, The Ramban comes with a taina. You start the sugya, zok the Ramban, I don't understand Rashi. It's worth nothing. It's worth nothing. It's a mitzvah leyashav Rashi. I want to start, before we answer that, a machlekes Rebbeuch Ber with the Nur of Kivei Egel. I'm asking you a shayla, but don't answer right away. The chokhmah is to answer what Rebbeuch Ber gizok and what Rebbeuch Kivei Egel gizok. Lefi the Ramban, bezorak even al akli, right? Shitas rov rishonim, that bezorak even al akli, we don't say basar mikore, right? So lefi Rashi and Tesfes, bezorak even al akli, bo'acha b'shavri, what is the halacha? Lefi Rashi. Zorak even al akli, bo'acha b'shavri, sheni chayev. Maskim? Lefi the Ramban, the second guy has to pay or not? Don't answer right away. Sure, the second guy has to pay or not? Second guy has to pay now. Lefi the Ramban. Again, Lefi Rashi, Zora Klimi Roisha Gag, the second guy is Potu because Mona Tvira. But if Basar Meikore, this is Basar Meikore, if Basar Hash, then the second guy pays. Zora the Ramban, it's word garnish, you don't pay. The word garnish, you don't pay. Klerz Rabbe Ruchber. What would be in the case of Tesis Lefi the Ramban? Zora Even Al Akli Veboacha Veshovre. The second guy pays or the second guy doesn't pay?
No. It is
worth it. It's gonna be smashed. Lefi the Ramban, Lefi Rashi and Tesis, stated Tesis, you pay. Rebbeuch Ber says, Kan Moide Ramban. Kan Moide Ramban that you pay. And the Nur Rav Kivei Egel state, Poshut Shelefi Ramban, you don't pay, it's worth nothing. So Rebbeuch Ber really was Pesach stories in Birkas Shmuel, but Lefi the Ramban, I'm not stam saying that it's worth nothing. About it, when you start understand the Ramban, it's worth nothing. It's taking no price. And the people that understand the Ramban so sharp, they miyad right away say Hu Adin, and they're very busy to try to explain Rashi. Mamash doesn't make sense. It's worth nothing. The Ramban was so right. Vosi lepshat mit Rashi. The Ramban is so right. What is the difference between the Keli or the Heaven? It's worth nothing. Rabbi Kivei Egel said it like that. Rebbeuch Ber came and was Pesach Pesach. And he says, Nistapakti. The Ramban means priceless. And the male, if it's priceless, doesn't make a difference if you throw the Keli or you throw the Heaven. It's no price. It's no price. Because it's worth nothing. It's not enough Kamina. Rebbeuch Ber says no. Only when you throw the chayfets, and in the chayfets it's worth nothing, then the Ramban said it's chiddush. The metzias, in both it's worth nothing. The metzias, both is worth nothing. So here we have to understand, what is this worth nothing from the Ramban? He taken men balabatis. Rav Kivei Egel understood kipshuta. It's worth nothing. So what's enough kemina? If you throw the keli, you throw the heaven. Basar mikor. Even if you never say basar mikor in heaven, but the mice says no price to the chayfets. Rebbeuch Ber says no. The Ramban never meant it. Only in the case of zerik keli. Not in the case of zerik heaven. Zerik heaven, the chayfets is worth money. What someone is about to make it not to be worth money, the mice says it's worth money. Only when the chayfes is in such a matzev, then it loses the price. And Rashi holds, even then, if basar meikor, basar hashto, it's not. About it, we have to understand, in our svarim, we understand, all of us, gleich like Rav Kivei Egel. The mice is it's priceless. And this is the reason we don't know how to answer Rashi. Because we understand the mice, but shtei de nishta zeh. Shtei that it's, we don't say that it's worth garnish. The shayla is, what is the avonah? The problem is, Rebbeuch Ber doesn't explain. He only says, Nistapakti lefi haramban bezerik even, v'nir lanu yizdaiti, shebezerik is a kli einu shove be'etzer, be'atzmus eshel keili. Here the price only went down me'atzat. Again, Baruch Hashem, the new blur of Kivei Egel, Kivei Egel says, the loike Rebbeuch Ber. It's not worth money, it's no difference. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, Shir will be 11:30, a little bit earlier. maybe we'll finish a little bit. I think we'll be Isaac a little bit in Yad HaDayim.